Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump will release a list today of veterans groups that he raised money for during a rally in Iowa in January, and Trump's doing so after the media pressed him for more details.
Trump will be making public a list of veterans organizations that received donations from the fundraiser he held in Iowa back in January.
And we just cracked, the sign was just given, we just cracked $6 million, right? $6 million.
Now, this is happening because the Washington Post had been asking questions about where the money went and how much was actually raised. They found it was more like $4.5 million, and of that, only $3.1 million had been distributed as of a few weeks ago.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Failed again. North Korea has reportedly tried for a fourth time to launch a missile.
Three times they tried this back in April, but all three, according to South Korean Defense Ministry officials, were unsuccessful. And certainly it appears, according to the South Korean side, that today's attempt was unsuccessful.
Correspondent Paula Hancocks. You may have missed it due to the holiday, but there's been another assault on a metro train. It's the second in recent weeks. So how can you make sure you're not a victim?
In the most recent incident, a teenage boy was pulled off a Red Line train at Friendship Heights and taken into a nearby bathroom where he was assaulted. The suspect has since been arrested. Evan Dzerzinski with Nova Self-Defense says you must be aware of your surroundings at all times because predators will do anything to catch you off guard.
Excuse me, can I get a dollar from you? Hey, can I ask you for the time? Something like that. It seems like nothing. Now they're in your space and you're distracted and something happened.
And he says it is okay to have your own social barriers and not make eye contact or talk to people. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
This fall, Montgomery County voters will decide on term limits for members of the county council as well as the county executive. And the activist who helped get that question put on the ballot says it'll help put an end to rising property taxes in the county.
The referendum on the ballot in November would limit council members and the county executive to three consecutive four-year terms. Activist Robin Ficker got the referendum on the ballot.
It's retroactive so that four council members and the executive will already have served three terms when this passes.
Ficker says it's like trying to save the horses when the barn's already burned down, but
we can slow down future tax increases if we get some fresh ideas on the county government.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Construction of the MGM Casino at National Harbor has reached an important new phase as the interior work has now begun. General Manager Bill Boesberg.
The building is almost closed in, and so we're really starting to work on all the interior finishes. Drywall's going up. Some areas have been painted. We have about 2,000 construction workers on site right now.
Boesberg says they're aiming for an opening in the fourth quarter of this year. A flood-swollen river in Texas that has already claimed several lives could wreak even more havoc today. Forecasters expect the Brazos River to crest at a record level of 53.5 feet today. Cincinnati police say they are not considering any charges against the parents of that four-year-old boy who got into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo over the weekend, resulting in officials killing the gorilla to save the boy. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,873, the NASDAQ at 49.34. Sports, the Nats edge the Phillies, the Orioles fall to the Red Sox, NBA Golden State advances to the finals against Cleveland, NHL game one of the Stanley Cup finals goes to Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 7:04 up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Witten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
I want to let you in on a secret. Flipping apartments and duplexes is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. Yes, the art of buying and selling duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, or bigger is easier and more profitable than trying to flip a rundown house in a bad neighborhood. Come spend time with John Dessauer and his team, the nation's leading multi-unit apartments experts, and we'll show you how to put tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over the next 90 days with no money down, no credit, and no risk. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat at one of the three convenient dates in the Washington, D.C. area. Become the expert in the art of the multi-unit deal. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit apartments with no money down, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. Call 800-833-9193 to secure your seat. This class is free to the first 30 people to call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip with no money down. Call 800-933-9193 to secure your seat. That's 800-833-9193. You don't want to miss this. Call now.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a heads up if you're near George Mason University. We have a crash really slowing Braddock Road. So if you're heading eastbound Braddock Road as you're heading up toward the university near 123 under police direction past the scene of this crash. Now around the Beltway we go, but slow through Annandale north of the toll road. You're seeing a little bit of that stop and go. George Washington Parkway, your volume beginning before you get to 123 in the southbound direction. Northbound, that's been great. Wide open heading up through to the Beltway. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction through Laurel, I'm looking at delays, but U.S. Park Police say, nope, not working any troubles. 270 had the minor crash southbound as you head near Route 80 Urbana. That was cleared, but still of the volume and continuing down toward 121 in Clarksburg. A little bit of volume in Rockville as well. Now 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, still quiet. It's inside the Beltway, right near 202 where you hit those brake lights. Heading to DC 295 and continuing if you're going to inbound New York Avenue through the signal lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start here to an abbreviated work week for most of us. A few clouds with patchy fog around this morning. Partly cloudy as we go through the day. A shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Rain not widespread. Temperatures up 87. Tonight 68. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Tomorrow clouds a mix with sunshine, a stray shower, possibly a thunderstorm. And east breeze 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Dumfries, 64 in Bowie, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Is 8 enough? The Supreme Court adjusts to a new normal. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. The North Koreans, they're acting up again. He'll have the very latest. We'll talk to Ambassador Bolton at 8:05. At 8:35, our good friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, John Fund of National Review to kick a look-see on where things are shaping up here, moving toward the November general election. And there's been quite a development that John is tracking, and that has to do with the Libertarian Party. They had their convention over the weekend. It's now official. Former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, is their pick to be the presidential candidate. And the running mate is William Weld, former Republican governor of Massachusetts. In terms of executive leadership, that's a pretty formidable ticket. Except, you know, they're not mainstream Republican necessarily. That's why they've gone to the Libertarian Party. John, is there a way for these guys to actually make a difference in some states as the two leading candidates are so unpopular?
Well, recall that Ralph Nader did make a difference in 2000 by getting about 2.5% of the vote nationwide, but especially votes in Florida. I think the Libertarians are on the cusp of making a difference if they can get into the presidential debates. And the problem they have is the Commission on Presidential Debates, which pretty much is a private group that has a monopoly on setting them up, is pretty much controlled by the two major parties and doesn't like competition.
And so, well, what does that mean exactly? I mean, we know they don't like competition, but they set these rules up that apparently seem to be attainable for a third party. Remember Ross Perot and with his Reform Party?
Well, actually, the rules they have now were not in place under Ross Perot. The commission did not want Ross Perot in the debates in 1992. They rejected his appeals. The only reason Perot made it into the debates in 92 is that both Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush thought that Perot would be taking votes from the other guy.
I see.
The commission's rules say you have to get 15% in a whole bunch of polls nationwide before each debate. You know, it's a chicken and the egg situation because the polls right now only test Clinton and Trump because they tell the Libertarians, they tell the Green Party candidates, they tell everybody else, well, you're not well enough known to be in the polls. So if you're not included in the polls, you can't get to 15%.
Well, where are we now? I mean, 15% seems like an attainable bar, perhaps, given the fact that the electorate seems to be looking for outsiders. Let's be honest about it, the Libertarian Party is very closely tied to legalization efforts for marijuana, which is something that is creating, you know, is starting to happen around the country and has become a big issue. Can they get to that 15%, do you think?
Well, if they're included in the polls. And they're not, except for the two or three in which I guess Gary Johnson is at about 10%. You know, it's a catch-22. I think that I don't want to be the arbiter of who in the world should be in the debates, but I think it's pretty strange that since presidential debates began in 1960, we've only had one time in which a candidate other than a Democrat or Republican has been on the stage.
So, well, I'm sorry, if I could, because it seems to me that, they're not in the polls, but they were just nominated a few days ago. I mean, won't they show up in future polls in the days ahead?
Well, that didn't happen in 2012 when Gary Johnson was the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah, I guess what John is saying is the polling companies need to ask the question. If you get called up by Gallup and ABC News and Wall Street Journal and your only choices are Trump and Clinton, you know, if you said, well, actually, I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson, will they even record that as a response? What's their policy?
It will go under other.
Other. There you go. Yeah. Or none of the above, which, by the way, is polling pretty high. I'm going to change my name to none of the above.
I'm in favor of none of the above on the ballot, and if none of the above were to win, you'd have a new election and the candidates who lost to it couldn't run.
John, looking at the Electoral College and the way it makes up, are there some states where a third party, like you mentioned Ralph Nader in Florida, where a third party or Bill Kristol's promised mystery independent candidate that he tweeted about over the weekend, where could that make a difference?
Well, if a candidate were to win in Virginia and in places like that are closely balanced between the two parties, and they got enough electoral votes to throw the election to the House of Representatives, you'd be having an entirely different conversation because it would be the House of Representatives, each state voting individually, that would decide who'd be president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would definitely mix things up, wouldn't it? But understanding, again, just like Bill Clinton showed in 1996 and in 1992, that these states, in terms of the Electoral College, are winner-take-all, and you don't need to get a majority of the votes in these states, you just need the plurality.
That's correct. On the other hand, just remember, if the election were close enough, if somebody had 272 electoral votes and somebody had 266 electoral votes, well, each individual elector, you can't really prevent them from voting for anyone whom they want.
But that's only if the election goes in such a way that not one gets 240.
No. If somebody were to have 272 electoral votes and they were to lose three or four electors,
oh, I see,
in the Electoral College, you could have another scrambled situation.
I see, because they can just change their mind. But that hasn't happened since the early 19th century, right?
Well, in 1960, there were 15 electors who chose not to vote for John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
And they, you know, so they just basically took a hike.
It just didn't make a difference, yeah.
Do you have any sense at all if there is to be some rise in this libertarian effort, who they would pull from the most? Would it be from Republican candidate or from the Democrats?
The wisdom is that they would pull more from the Republicans than the Never Trump movement. On the other hand, if Bernie Sanders is really treated badly at the Democratic convention, or if Hillary Clinton is dumped from the Democratic ticket in favor of, let's say, Joe Biden, that would really enrage the Sanders voters. You could get some anger there. In addition, I think that the real story is nobody knows, because I would guess between a third and a half of the people who vote Libertarian tend to be people who wouldn't vote for anyone if the choice wasn't on the ballot. They tend to be alienated from politics. They tend to say a pox on both your houses. So Nobody knows. It would depend how the campaign went and which issues the Libertarians or the Green Party candidate, who's going to be on most of the state ballots, will emphasize.
So I get the sense from the way you're relaying this, John Fund, that your impression is that this has less to do with, you know, embracing libertarian ideals and embracing Gary Johnson as the next commander-in-chief. This is a, I can't bring myself to vote for Hillary or Donald Trump, so I'm just going to vote for this guy.
I have a lot of friends who say, you know, this election is really awful. I'm not going to vote for the evil of two lessers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I mean. You know, the polls all suggest that if you ask the question, are you going to vote for Trump, are you going to vote for Hillary, you get one answer. But if you ask, are you going to vote for Hillary, are you going to vote for Trump, or are you not going to vote, you get a very different answer.
You know,
there's about 15-20% of the people out there who really have said to the pollsters they're looking for another option.
You know, if Brian or Larry were on the ballot, you'd each get probably 15% of the vote. I mean,
I think that goes without saying.
Because, seriously, people, 61% of people are dissatisfied with the choice of Trump versus Clinton. That's astonishing.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, leading up to the conventions now, this is going to be something that each party has to sort of shore that up and try to make the case that the message needs to be, we're not as bad as you think.
The evil of two lessers. Yeah, what a choice. Right.
John Fund, National Review, always good to have you, sir.
Thanks,
you.
John.
It's 7:15 now. Oh, by the way, we want to hear from you. Are you in that same place? Is this an evil of two lessers situation? Do you want a third-party option, be it the Libertarian Party, as we've been discussing? Would that make a difference? Would that be a good thing to have them as part of the presidential debate? Or do you want Bill Kristol's imaginary friend there that he's been tweeting out about that apparently is going to be a viable independent candidate? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. We want your impression, 888-620-9665. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Whitten, who is also, you have not ruled out running for office, correct?
You know, I have not.
Right.
I have not.
She'll be running in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center ticket.
Oh, that's right. Let's go 395. Heavy through Landmark and up ahead. You know, I don't blame you. There's four cars on the shoulder. They had a little fender bender for checking this out, so we do have rubbernecking delays. 395 northbound as you pass Boundary Channel. It affects both the main and the HOV lanes. Everybody can see it, but I don't see anything blocked, so that's good. That's the lesser of two evils, right? And then we'll go on to 66, coming in through Gainesville, heavy through Manassas to Centerville from the earlier crash gone, and now everyone's starting to filter farther toward the Beltway, and we're slowing through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Near George Mason University, the crash is on Braddock Road, eastbound Braddock Road at 123. Stay left to get by. Watch for police to direct through there as well. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, now slow into the Wilson Bridge before you get to, well, it's right back at St. Barnabas Road right now. And a heads up on Metro Rail, Orange Silver Blue Line, expect delays. There is a report of a track problem outside Roslyn, but the good thing, nothing found, and they're trying to get back on track. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have partly cloudy skies today with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible later in the day, high of 87 degrees. Tonight, some passing clouds, and again, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible overnight, low 68. Tomorrow, though, we're looking at clouds and sunshine with, oh, look at that, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 84 degrees. Right now, 73. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Just put us in the polls. I think that by putting us in the polls, there'll be attention drawn to what it is that we're saying. And you know what? If that happens, anything's possible.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. That's the new campaign slogan for Gary Johnson and the Libertarian Party. I don't know. What do you vote for? Make America great again? Or what's Hillary's now? I'm with her, or fighting for you, or something like that. Yeah. Or don't ask, don't tell, something. Do you like anything's possible?
Well, you know what, Larry? Don't discount this. I mean, if John's right, and that the issue is getting into the polls so that they can be considered, if they get into the polls, I think it's entirely possible they could pull 15%. They could be at these debates. There is in the electorate today a great deal of dissatisfaction.
Yeah,
a dissatisfaction in so many different directions. I mean, you got people who are dissatisfied with the status quo, and they're lining up behind people like Donald Trump, and to some degree, you could make that case for Bernie Bernie Sanders as well. So those people are, but then there are those people who don't like Bill and don't like Hillary Clinton and don't like Donald Trump, and they really don't want to vote.
I understand.
Unless there's a third option, and I think that you get them on the polling data. They could pull 15, 16, 17% and easily make those debates.
Which basically...
And anything's possible, right?
Well, it's not possible. And here's the thing. People, once they hear, you know, the Libertarian Party, I agree with a lot of the things that they stand for, but ultimately it's an unworkable under our current system.
I don't think the next president is going to be Libertarian, but it certainly then changes the equation for the other two candidates.
And because of that, I truly think if people, and that's the crux of this. People want to vote for somebody because they don't want to say to their friends and family, yes, I voted for candidate X or I voted for candidate Y, because they don't like Hillary Clinton, and for whatever reason people are, you know, shamed into thinking that there's something wrong with them for voting for Donald Trump. And so they want to be able to say, you know, it's like that whole thing, you know, don't blame me, I'm from Massachusetts. That was the whole slogan after Richard Nixon, right? Here's the thing. It is one of the most narcissistic acts that I can think of, that you don't really believe in the Libertarian Party. You don't believe Gary Johnson would be a good president. You don't believe in what they stand for and what they're saying they're going to do for our country, but you're going to vote for them so that you can feel better about yourself. Get over yourself. That's narcissism at its best, and it's destructive. Ben in Jefferson, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. So normally I'm a little opposed to the Libertarian Party because their track record has just been taking votes away from the Republicans.
Yeah.
Like with Robert Sarvis getting a boost in Virginia.
From
a Clinton donor.
That's right.
This time around, there are enough Democrats, I think, that just despise Hillary as much as we do.
I think so, too.
I think they're really looking for someone other than Trump to vote for, because they also don't like Trump. So I think in this election, he will actually take votes away from the Democrats for the first time.
Maybe only if they're voting for pot. If they're voting for legalized pot. I can sort of see that happening if that becomes the top issue. I don't know. We'll see, Ben. But I just find it. Here's the thing. I've got a suggestion for the Libertarian Party. Win a House seat. Win one freaking House seat before you start telling me that you're a viable option for the Oval Office. Joe in Columbia, you're on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. What do you think?
How about Dick in Alexandria? Dick, you're on WMAL. Go, Dick.
Yeah, I think we created this with candidates of this caliber. You know, you have conversations with your friends. They all basically all say the same thing. What the heck did we create? And we created this because of how we scrutinize their closets with the skeletons in there. And we're narrowing this field of people that are comfortable to run for public office. This country created over decades how we criticize and look at their past social lives or whatever they've done politically, and to think of a third party is kind of silly at this point. I mean, it's an unelectable party, the Libertarians or any other independent. At this point, we have to deal with these two candidates. We created it, and we need to look at these future candidates with less
scrutiny. I gotcha, but Lila, here's the thing. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have tons of things in their closets and have been scrutinized, and they actually won. So I don't know if your analysis necessarily holds up. All right, everybody stay on the line. More of your calls on this third party time. Libertarians at 7:22.
Cumulus Media would like to publicize our job opportunities to any organization that frequently distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers. To receive information regarding job vacancies at Cumulus Media, simply ask to be put on our mailing list. Send your request to Cumulus Media, care of Human Resources Department, 4400 Jennifer Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 2015-2113. Be sure to include your company name, a contact person, address, phone number, and email address. Cumulus Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Cumulus Media Human Resources. Got it. Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent estate season is in full bloom. You bet your rent estate. You can cash in on your home by renting it. Renters Warehouse. They are DC's experts in leasing and property management. They're ready to help. Did you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? That means the demand for rentals is soaring. You're sitting on the supply right now. You're not cashing in on it. Why not?
Why don't you? You got the brains to do it, right? The only reason for not renting your home, I think, is because you don't want to deal with the hassle, the paperwork. How do you find the right tenant? How do you know how much to rent your place for? Who wants to deal with a leaky toilet at 3 in the morning? Hello, Renters Warehouse. They're the ones who are going to take care of it. They'll help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. Then they'll manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Listen, find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free rent price analysis right now from Renters Warehouse. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Why not? I'll throw the number in one more time for free. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start first near George Mason University, and that's where we still have pretty sizable backups here with this crash. Eastbound on Braddock Road as you come up to the intersection of 123 Ox Road. However, the closer you get to the intersection, the better the pace. It looks like they have all lanes reopened, but again, still some activity and big delays. On 66, trying to push through Gainesville into Manassas. It's been a challenge this morning, just with heavy volume. Had a minor incident before 29 Centerville. That's long been cleared. And then delays again from the Fairfax County Parkway toward the Vienna Metro. Toll road slows to merge on to the Beltway. George Washington Parkway, heaviest stretch approaching and passing 123. Baltimore Washington Parkway, northbound near 197. Laurel had the reports of a stalled car. Here we go around the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring on the top side slow. Inner looks good through Bethesda. Heading toward the Wilson Bridge, your backups now right as you come up to St. Barnabas Road. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options in Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning, but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Sidgwick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 7:27 on WMAL. Talking about the prospect of a viable third-party option. First, you have Gary Johnson just winning the Libertarian Party, and some polls are showing him polling at around 10 or 11%. If he gets to 15, he'll be on the debate stage. But then you've got Bill Kristol saying there's a viable independent offer as well. Again, I will continue to say I think that this is a narcissistic move where people are doing this to make themselves feel better and they're not putting the country's interests in play. We have a two-party system, whether you like it or not. And it's time to choose between these two candidates. Greg and Leesburg, you're next up on WMAO.
Hey, Greg.
Larry, you're indeed correct. You're spot on with your observation about this being about narcissists. This is really about, a lot of people have an air of moral superiority all of a sudden lately, to include many of our conservative brethren and many of our conservative pundits and such, because they got it wrong the entire time that Donald Trump was cruising through this thing, and now all of a sudden they can't get there. You know, I held my nose on time and time again voting in Republican politics for the lesser of two evils. I've held my nose when John McCain, he wasn't my guy, but you know what? I beat the streets and worked for him. Now all of a sudden these same voices can't do the same thing for Donald Trump. Now Donald Trump wasn't my guy. Cruz was. But you know what? I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, you know what? I'm so smart that I'm going to surpass all of you in the intellectual department, and I'm going to go searching for a third guy that I know can't win.
Greg in Leesburg, it's like you have done a mind meld with me this morning. I could have said it exactly the same way. Thank you, sir.
Listen, I think that's all good and fine, and I don't disagree with any of that analysis. I guess what I'm looking at is okay, if there is this third party, what is it going to do? How is it going to change? I'm with you. I think it's a big mistake to pull away from one of the two candidates, and in my case, I think it's the Donald Trump is the guy, but I think it could radically change this thing. What I'm not real clear on is who's going to suffer if there's a viable third-party candidate option for many people out there.
It's 729 on WMAL.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital, like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together, from our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll take up the issue of Harambe the gorilla. Was the zoo right to shoot that gorilla? Could they have done something else? Who do you blame? After the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Donald Trump has promised answers today about a rally he hosted for veterans groups last winter, how much money it raised, and where that money went.
It has been 4 months since Donald Trump decided to skip a Republican debate and instead host his own event in Iowa, an event he said was a fundraiser for veterans group. Now, Trump at the time claimed that he raised more than $6 million through that event. Yet here we are just the day after Memorial Day, and where that money went and how much he actually raised, still open questions until today.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Some dramatic moments last night at a Bernie Sanders rally in Oakland, California.
Step away right there.
Secret Service agents jumping on stage, pulling the presidential candidate away from the microphone. At least four protesters leaped over barricades, yelling and attempting to rush the podium. Secret Service detail quickly apprehending the individuals. One of the protesters appeared to be hit by a security member's baton, while another was carried out of the venue by his arms and legs.
Correspondent Joe Johns reporting. North Korea may have failed at yet another missile launch. A South Korea news agency is reporting that the mid-range missile exploded at a mobile launch pad as soon as the launch button was pushed. If the report is confirmed, it would make it the fourth failed missile launch by the North recently. The controversy over the killing of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo over the weekend is showing no sign of abating.
The zoo director put it very bluntly. He said, "We stand by our decision and we would make the same choice today." He said all those Monday morning quarterbacks out there just don't understand how dangerous a silverback gorilla can be.
Naturally, we did not take the shooting of Harambe lightly, but that child's life was in danger.
Harambe was 450 pounds and a 17-year-old male. They say that they had once seen him crush a coconut with his hands.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,873. The Nasdaq at 49.34. Sports, a Memorial Day win for the Nationals over the Phillies, a loss for the Orioles to Boston. The Golden State Warriors advance to the NBA Finals, and the Penguins take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-260-6121. That's 1-800-260-6121. 1-800-260-6121.
Here's to the moment all those late nights paid off, the moment you took your career up a notch, the boss put you in charge of a project, the day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 13th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/starttoday. That's umuc.edu/starttoday.
Are you about to spend 8 hours huddled over your desk? Yikes. But working at a desk all day doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable. Take a step into the future with Varidesk, the height-adjustable desktop solution that lets you switch between sitting and standing in 3 seconds. It comes fully assembled, sits right on top of your current desk, and gives you all the benefits of a standing desk without a price you have to sit down for. Visit Varidesk.com. That's V-A-R-I-Desk.com to find the model that's right for you.
Chris Plant here. Join me this September at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala, enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge first to get there. Your delay's out of Maryland right near St. Barnabas Road. That's where I start to see the brake lights. Now, once you get onto the bridge, keep alert because the brake lights again have a crash as you get into Alexandria. On the inner loop right near Telegraph Road, one reported to be overturned. Crews are moving the cameras there and still watch. We have fire and rescue responding. Inner loop of the Beltway, Telegraph Road in Virginia, Alexandria. Now let's get you on from the west on 66. Currently, about the volume, Gainesville to Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Had the earlier crash, eastbound Braddock Road near George Mason University. Still need to plan for extra time. Eastbound Braddock Road near 123. Still see some activity at that intersection. All right, Beltway through Annandale, north of the toll road, stop and go. Top side of the Maryland Beltway with the volume 270. Had the earlier crash, southbound as you approach Route 80 Urbana. That had been cleared, but the volume continues past 109 and now spotty delays through Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry start to a new work week, an abbreviated week. Clouds in this morning, but breaking and becoming just partly cloudy with some patchy fog. As we go through the first part of the day, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, up to 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Gainesville, 72 in Germantown, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Starting your day off the right way at 8:05, Ambassador John Bolton will be our guest. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, by now you've probably heard the story about Harambe the gorilla who was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo after a four-year-old child somehow got into the enclosure where the gorilla was. Sad situation, and a lot of people are upset about this story. It continues to dominate a lot of social media right now. But I want to take a different tack on it, if I could, this time around, because there's a change.org petition that is making the round. grounds. Let me just read you what they're asking for here and where they're asking for support for this idea. They say, it is believed the situation was caused by parental negligence, and the zoo is not responsible for the child's injuries and possible trauma. We, the underside, want the parents to be held accountable for the lack of supervision and negligence that caused Harambe to lose his life. We, the undersigned, feel the child's safety is paramount in this situation. We believe that this negligence may be reflective of the child's home situation. We, the undersigned, actively encourage an investigation of the child's home environment in the interest of protecting the child and his siblings from further incidents or parental negligence that may result in serious bodily harm or even death. There have been 305,000 people who have signed this petition who want to see this happen under the title Justice for Harambe. So get on the phone right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you think that the family should be investigated, should be held accountable, somehow is responsible for the death of Harambe? Or is this just, you know, one of those things where a mom turns her eyes for a couple of moments and the kid gets away from her and things spiraled out of control horribly? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I don't know, Larry, on this one. It's a tough call for me. I do think that some question has to be asked about what was the mom doing? What was she? What was going on the moments before this kid slipped over the wall into the enclosure? If it was found that there was, you know, I think you said in the last time around, if she was taking a selfie or checking her cell phone and the kid got away from her, yeah, maybe there is a need for some kind of investigation here. I don't like the idea of justice for Harambe. Harambe was a gorilla. It's tragic the gorilla died. I think the zoo did the right thing, the only thing they could do under the situation. There was no way to predict the actions of that gorilla. They had to act to protect that child, and I'm glad they did, but it's a very sad thing. I'm not sure at this point. A lot is served by bringing the parents under some kind of investigation, but then again, if the mother was not paying attention, maybe something does need to be done. Well, what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Investigate them. Absolutely investigate them. Find if she was on some sort of substance. That's a problem. And the kids are in danger. That's a problem. But come on, folks. Everyone who's calling for this woman's head, here's a question for you. If this same woman with her four-year-old were going through Target, and the four-year-old snuck something into the bottom of the shopping cart, and the mother didn't see it, and then she leaves and nobody saw it in the shopping cart and the alarms go off, should she be arrested for shoplifting?
No.
Because the four-year-old did that? No. I mean, you investigate it, you find out. But isn't that a parent being negligent? Isn't that a parent not watching what the kid is doing? Yeah, and that happens sometimes. In this case, it happened and it ended in a tragic situation. But here's what I think we're having trouble reconciling and getting into perspective. This is a tragic situation with no good outcome at all. Either this kid was going to be harmed or maybe killed, or the gorilla was going to be harmed and in this case killed. That's awful. There's no good outcome here. But guess what? It's sad. It's unfortunate. It's a bad thing. And yet still, this ended up being the right call. You have to intervene right and save the child, period.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Jay in Maryland. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was running out to the hospital to get a few tests, and I heard this subject again. I can't believe it's still percolating, but I would say completely disgusted that anybody would interject this type of tomfoolery into the conversation when a child's life was at risk. This is, I mean, kids get away from you. The best.
Well, what about the mom though? Should the mom be held
away from you?
Should the mom be held accountable here?
Absolutely not. What have we come to? This is why these millennials have voted for Sanders in so many numbers. They don't know a thing about this country. They don't know a thing about themselves. They don't know anything about anything. And this is just another instance of these radical...
Hold on. Jay. Settle down here for a minute, if I may. This woman got distracted and her four-year-old came and ran a car key across your automobile and caused a great gouge in the side of your car, would you go up to that mom and say, hey, get out your checkbook, honey, because you're paying for this? Wouldn't you?
I might go up to her and say, hey, your child just scratched my car. But hey, when your child's life is in danger.
Well, no one is saying that they shouldn't.
You know, what's all this feelings for a girl?
Jay, stop. You're changing the subject. No one is saying, go ahead and let the kid die. What they're saying is, this horrible thing happened now. Should they look into the mother and see if maybe she is partly to blame here? That's all. And it has nothing to do with selfish millennials, and it has nothing to do with Bernie Sanders and everything else. It has to do with a very simple question. Should parents be held accountable for the actions of their children? And we're going to continue with your calls in a moment. Yeah,
more of your calls straight ahead. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 744.
Bryce Harper.
Close, and it's ball four. What a good at-bat.
Walks equal run.
Bryce Harper walks again.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2. Ryan Zimmerman.
Fair ball. Right field corner.
Drives in runs, driving the Phils crazy.
Two runs will score.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson 2.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, some people say that the best time to sell your home is in the springtime, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season if you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again, all agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment, getting you top dollar. Plus, there is no risk to working with Frank. You agree on a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. It's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're getting a little busy in spots. Let's first start on River Road, coming inbound, eastbound River Road, before you get to the light at Goldsboro, like literally right before the light. Let's see, the left lane of two blocked with the crash. Multiple cars involved in it. Have a couple cars on the shoulder, and we have fire and rescue blocking that left lane. Watch as you come off the beltway. Extra volume on River Road. Now to the Wilson Bridge. Delays are starting to link up. Maryland into Virginia. We're back now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. But jam traffic continues across the bridge in the local lanes. We're continuing to the crash at Telegraph Road with only the right lane getting by. The through lanes are open. Leaving 95 and heading up for the Beltway. Inner Loop into Annandale slowing. Had the broken down reported along the way. Outer Loop, just the volume. 395 heavy in Landmark. The crash Boundary Channel. That had been in the median, slowing both the main and the express lanes. Everyone checking that out. Braddock Road heading eastbound near George Mason University, trying to recover from the earlier crash. And Metro Rail heads up orange, silver, blue lines. They had a report of a track problem outside Roslyn. Nothing was found, but do expect delays. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start here to an abbreviated work week for most of us. A few clouds with patchy fog around this morning. Partly cloudy as we go through the day. A shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Rain not widespread. Temperatures up 87. Tonight, 68. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Tomorrow, clouds a mix with sunshine, a stray shower, possibly a thunderstorm, and east breeze, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right, there's a petition online has to do with that gorilla that was shot at Cincinnati Zoo. The petition is called Justice for Harambe. And since we started this segment, 500 additional people have signed the petition, which calls for the mother to be investigated by authorities there in Cincinnati. Is that the right thing to do here? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Gorillas don't deserve justice. It's an animal. For God's sake, justice for Harambe. Morally skewed individuals out there.
Well, last caller was definitely against the idea of investigating the mom. How about Jason and Dumfries? Line 4, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. I grew up in Cincinnati and grew up going to that zoo all the time. And the several years I was there, no one ever fell in. Like Larry said yesterday, it's the first time in 27 years. But the mom, forget the gorilla for a moment. The mom should be investigated because had the kid died, I guarantee there'd be a criminal negligence investigation going on today.
Oh.
We can't excuse what could have happened because it didn't happen.
I hear you, Jason. And actually, let's take it one step further. If that kid had died, this mother would be suing the zoo, I bet you. Any money
no,
they'd
no,
be
no,
suing
no, because
the
zoo. She allowed her kid to get away, and I guarantee that she would be criminally held liable for the loss of the gorilla, the loss of the child, and investigation should be done.
Maybe.
They
should definitely. Listen,
for a lot less.
I agree they should investigate, look into it, but it could just be a passing thing, like I said, about the shoplifting deal.
She's actually spoken online and said that, you know, if you know me, you know that I keep a close eye on my kids.
Well, that's,
you know, she's making the. I mean, I think I would say the same thing.
Exactly.
But,
I don't know.
But I mean, she's taking offense at the question. How about Maggie in Round Hill? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. First of all, I want to correct something that Larry keeps saying, that animals don't deserve justice. I disagree. We are put on this earth as stewards for the environment, for the animals that are here, as per in the Bible. Secondly, Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona puts a bounty on people who do abuse animals. So yeah, I do believe that there should be justice for animals when they are wrongly accused or abused. Secondly, as far as this parent is concerned, getting over that barrier into that falling in there, that took more than just 30 seconds of time. That kid at 4 years old had to figure out how to get over all of those barriers to get into that enclosure. That took time. Where was mom for at least those 3 or 4 minutes or 5 minutes? If I'm out with my kids, I keep a close watch on my kids to the point where I grab my son's shirt, who is severely autistic and prone to running away. You think I don't know what that's like to have to be in touch with everybody at one time?
Yep.
Sometimes I feel like the mom in The Incredibles, where I've got hands on.
All right. Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
I feel you, Maggie. I do.
Yeah. How about, Alan in Fredericksburg. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I think that the call to have her investigated for child neglect is unnecessary. I think what's more important is if, as a business model, you decide to carry products and some of those products are exotic animals and you know the public will pay money to come see these animals and they will spend all day and they will bring children, and as a business model you want children to come in, then as a business model it is your responsibility to make sure a four-year-old child cannot get to that animal and get into the pen. So they have a greater responsibility to protect the animals from the public, since they want the animals or to be viewed and the public to come to them. So that.
All right, so we need some sort of bulletproof biodome over the gorilla pen,
yeah,
I guess. I mean, listen, that's the only solution to keep people out. If someone wants to get in, they're going to be able to get in. It's been 38 years, no one got in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for your calls. Very interesting case. A lot of people interested in the story of Harambe. 751.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Listen up, because the Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is actually still going on. You can still get prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. It's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Ted Britt also has this great program. It's called Ted Britt for Life. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You see, the point is Ted Britt is going to care about your beautiful baby, your car, your truck, as much as you're going to care for it. And that's what you want in a dealership. That's what you want with a lifelong relationship with a dealership. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt Automotive. Visit one of their great 9 locations in Northern Virginia, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 7:53. It's time to check in on your money. Here's Kate Rogers. She's at the CNBC Business Desk.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are expected to rise on Wall Street today. If they hold on to those gains, the markets would end with their fourth monthly gain in a row. A pair of mergers in the news this morning. Great Plains Energy is buying rival Westar Energy for $8.5 billion. Westar is the largest electric utility in the state of Kansas. And Jazz Pharmaceuticals is buying Celator for $1.5 billion. Celator has a promising leukemia drug that seems to work on older patients. Apple is reportedly planning to lengthen the time between full iPhone model changes to 3 years from the current two. Reports say that's Apple's way of dealing with slowing smartphone sales and the challenges of coming up with new significant changes. And cold drinks are suddenly hot. That's why Starbucks is adding a new line of cold drinks to its menu. Those drinks include vanilla sweet cream cold brew and Starbucks double shot on ice. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic from Renewal by Andersen. To anyone who says, they don't make them like they used to, I invite you to check out our exclusive replacement windows made of Fibrex material, which we actually make better than they used to. Simply because Renewal by Andersen replacement windows are made with Fibrex material, an innovative composite that is twice as strong as vinyl and won't warp or bow over time like vinyl does. Plus, Fibrex is scientifically tested and proven to stand the test of time. So don't settle for vinyl for your home. Go with a solution that's going to last, and last, and last. Call now and take advantage of this very special offer. Buy one window or patio door, and your second one is 40% off with no money down, no payments, and no interest for a year. To schedule your free window diagnosis, call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Minimum purchase required, discount and financing with approved credit only. Call for additional details and limited warranty cost information.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems on the Virginia Beltway, Larry. It's the crash interloop at Telegraph Road in the local lanes, those far right local lanes, only the right lane getting by the accident. We have delays now coming out of Maryland. So before St. Barnabas Road, we normally have that lineup to head to the Wilson Bridge and to get on 295. Unfortunately, there's no break continuing up to this crash. Again, interloop Telegraph Road in those local lanes, only one right lane continues to get by the crash cleanup. Inbound River Road, leaving the Beltway, jammed to try to get to Goldsboro Road. Yes, right before Goldsboro Road. I know that's a long trek. Only the right lane of two getting by the accident. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Police officer Sean Hickman was an accident victim, leaving him doubting he would ever walk again. But 3 years and 20 surgeries later, Sean is taking an exciting next step. Learn how MedStar Washington Hospital Center gave Sean a second chance. Visit MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Maybe some areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, the clouds will break. Partly cloudy as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and warmer than yesterday. I have 87 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now at 7:56.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymyles.com.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lustein Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lustein will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lustein.com.
Lustein Dodge.com. The Drive and Discover event at LustienDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Ram truck, up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Summer Fun Jeep Wrangler, up to $6,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustienDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the DC Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts. Happy Fed clinics. Hundreds of expo solution providers and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda web app firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.